Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went into the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangster party on us. They having a gangster party on us.
Black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Forget the politics, my flaws positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the lines, it's time to charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off it, now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn and snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face your sentence. Of lifelong visions without a limit, to the effect. So don't hold your breath, or you be swimming to death. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land, the hereafter. Keep up my faith, and face my faces. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the vow. And your minutes for the minutes, those seconds are indefinite. So watch how you're living, and signs are all here. They just blind to the ear, deaf to your eyes. Open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remix! Murder! Just like Tyru said! Murder! Murder remix! That's right. It seems like I met you in this world before. I never seen you, Martin Lee Anderson. You can rest now. We'll take up your spike. We know what they did to you. They murdered you.
It ain't nothing but a gangster party on us. So I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slang and tame. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Help us, Lord. Ain't nothing but a doubt, trap, and a slave cap.
This is real gangsta. Now, Jennifer Porter Staten, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of a dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing but a doubt, trap, and a fake.
Party on us is the murder remix. It's time for some change. Let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains. And get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, boom. Cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse tracks to stop light, to stop killing my people, fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder remix on the U.S. Murder remix on the U.S. Hey,
Martin Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your symbolness would last forever. Marley Anderson. Oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all just be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he's doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blown out, get your homie, put some family in. You know I keep it real, what's round there, tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, but it ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it's hard to see, can't do it, I need it.
Right here, makes all lanes disappear.
mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. In the morning, she cooking me breakfast. Straighten me a top, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long. This right here, got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my Dutch, then I switch my gears. Whisper sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, this right here.
Girl, don't be blown out.
Again, I ain't ready to Let me see. A couple other them languages. Vilkomin.
Wow.
Everyone. Yeah, you know, you got to be international. You got to speak to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what language that was, but that was what's up to somebody, I hope. All I want to know.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
How you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful. I am fan-fucking-tastic, and I'm late. My bad. That's 2 days in a row now that I'm 15 minutes late. Do you know that, like, I've just lost track of time every single night? I'm just kicking back, whatever, and then it's like I look at the time and it's like, oh, shit, the show started. But I'm wonderful. I'm smiling. I'm happy. I'm good.
That's what I do.
Yes. I love Jatan even more right now. That's all I'm saying. And I love you too.
Oh shit. Who's this on the back line? Somebody on the back line. Yo. What up? I'm on my show. What's up? Smell so good, stepdaddy. What? I ain't got no motherfucking stepdaddy. What the fuck you mean? I ain't got no stepdaddy. Oh, fuck it. Oh, fuck it. Oh, fuck it. Oh, shit. Hell nah. Hey, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hey, I'm on my show, motherfucker.
Oh, you on your show?
Yeah, I'm on my goddamn radio show. You all interrupting the shit.
But in the chat room, I can't see it.
I can't
but,
hear you.
Hello.
231.
My internet.
8714, that's the house number. 231.
As of 5 seconds ago. 8714. Anyway.
8714.
8714,
231. 8714. Yeah. All right. Damn, don't call me on this number no more.
231.
Oh, man, here you go. God damn, you fucking wet dreams. Yeah, can I wait? Can I sleep? Yeah. Yeah.
You're so rude.
Damn, one-legged mother... What? Oh.
You're so rude.
Huh? My bad. What happened?
I said you're rude.
Man. Mother. What? I had to put my bleep on. I had to put my bleep on him. What?
Fucking, I'm not putting my bleep on, man. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Hi, Smelly.
What's up,
oh,
baby? It's going
Nelly?
Down, today. It's going down.
Oh, Smelly, I've had the best day.
What? Hey.
You want to know what I did?
What's up?
What? What?
Tell your daughter when she learns something, she got to call into the show net and talk to me in Spanish. You know what I'm saying? To let me know what she learned. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big like that. Shouts out to net. She went to www.byki.com. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I got to start some referral type shit for that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people learn some free language,
yeah.
Man. But anyway, it ain't all about that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I had read
the chat room. I don't have a daughter.
Yeah, no, I had read the chat room. She said her daughter went and downloaded the Spanish, you know what I'm saying, Spanish course. And she said she loved it. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's
yeah.
Good.
So you want to learn a free language, I don't care if it's over 70 languages available. That's why I'm speaking so many damn languages. I'm currently taking 6, so they free. It's www.b, before you know it, it's B-Y-K-I, BeforeYouKnowIt.com. So BYKI. And then you go there, you can download the episode, download them, the other programs, and take them around with you for free. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, if you want to take it to the next level after you done learned all the basics, and then you know what I'm saying? Of course, you can pay for the little, you know, extended stuff, and then they'll take you real deep off into the, you know, the language for real. But, I mean, it teaches you enough basics to where you can get a good jump off, and just the meet and greet, you know, specific things to do, catch calves, order food. That's all you need to know. That's your key to survival. Everything after that is going to have to be taught by the country anyways, because every other country has their own southern dialect. You know what I'm saying? They all have their little slang in everywhere you go. So. But there you go. A little free knowledge. You know what I'm saying? It's all about free. Don't be dumb. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, shit. Hold on. Hi.
Okay. It fell off the toilet or something? You all right? I mean, shit. What happened?
I'm stepping off the toilet. I help smell.
Look, I'm helping you from Florida to Australia. You just fell off the toilet on your own. Shit.
No, my telephone fell. I dropped my phone and it fell off its charger. So, go on to your Twitter and look what's on Twitter. So, I'm sorry. Shaitan's just wonderful. Do you know that? You have to follow them on Twitter. Everybody follow Shaitan on Twitter. JUTAUN. Everybody, and they're posting up pictures of everyone that sent in the pictures in regards to the new video and stuff like that. You know that one that I've got, I Believe Love Changes Things. And they posted mine, and mine was the first one. Oh, this is so special. And I've just been talking back and forth, and yeah. We're going to do the listening show soon.
This is your Twitter pick. Posted by Jutad. Twit pick.
I know.
Share photos on Twitter.
And I was like, thank you so much for posting it. And they were like, you know, we had to post you up first. I was like, oh, I feel like I'm the
shit. My motherfucking shit in, man. Y'all better post my shit. On my shit, post it. I rock. I rock. You know, I got
just
to have
wait,
all that.
Wait until
the
single.
You know
wait until the single comes out. My video is going to be on there as well. I'm going to look like a dickhead. Did you actually see the video I chose? anyway, it's all good. Oh, my God. I'm tired.
You're a star. You're international, girl.
I love them. And I sent them a gift today. I sent them all a congratulations gift. Oh, and everybody needs to go sign the card. Who's in the chat room right now?
Where's my motherfucking koala boots at? All this gift sending and shit.
You know what? I was going to buy you some kangaroo balls, but they didn't have any left.
Oh, wow. Hang them on the car or something around my rear view.
You can hang them from your keychain.
Hell, nah, you hang them around. You put them on the bumper and let them know your nuts hang. That's how you let your nuts hang. Yeah. Kangaroo style, nigga. Ah, put it in your mouth. Skate. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, my God. That's so terrible. How are you going to say that? But anyway, I'm
got
all excited.
Kangaroo balls coming. In the mail, y'all heard it here first, live on the Regular Game Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Oh, what'd you do today?
Uh-huh.
You know, since it is your night, you know what I'm saying? What did you do today?
Well, actually, I was meant to go to the dentist this morning, but
second time.
Because
yeah, whatever.
What? Do you know... Excuse me, did you actually think I didn't go because I didn't go myself? Because I didn't want to. I wanted to, damn it. I really did because my teeth are sore. You don't understand. I'm popping fucking pills all day to try and kill this motherfucking pain.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Just let y'all
correct.
Know who.
My name's a lot of vagina, okay? A lot of fucking vagina. Yeah. Anyway, so, I didn't go smelly because the dentist man called in sick for 3 days.
The dentist
out of
man.
My appointment.
You know what?
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming. No more.
You know what? Forget you. Fuck you. Whatever. No more. I'll shut up. I'll fucking shut up. Doggy, you fucking dun da da dun da da. Yeah. Whatever.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Fuck off. Whatever. You know what? Forget you.
Smelly. Oh, man. Wow.
No.
That's the reasons why you love people. Those are the moments of our lives.
Yeah, whatever. So, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking motherfucker. I fucking
wow. Hey, were you ever in the Navy? Because you swear like a sailor.
You know, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. No, I was never in the Navy.
Oh, man.
No.
It's all good. You saying what I can't say, girl. I got my bleep meter on. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
That's
what
cool.
I want to
well,
say.
I'm
you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's that book. It's all good. I'm mup. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mup. All right.
Okay. So, Smelly.
Yeah.
oh my God.
Oh well, welcome back. Morning coffee. I'm having a morning beer. Yes, natural ice. And a morning smoke, sponsored by Peach White Owl Cigarellos, two fresh cigarellos for you. High ass motherfucking blunts, lower down blunts. Hell wrong with y'all, man. Shit. Got to go back to 1.5 tops and shit. Zigzags. Take me back to rolling papers. I ain't with that shit. Oh, and we're back. And you were saying?
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
So, what's today's topic?
Dun, 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 dun. Today's show facts come from www.thetalkingdrum.com for all your Afrocentric needs of knowledge and networking. This is the place. This is the site dedicated to bring the real info that concerns Black America and the really fucked up struggles we have been forced into and continue to suffer from till this day. So if you're scared of the truth, then don't raise the roof, because we partying up in here in the club of knowledge. Bring your ass. That's how we do it. Yeah, so I got some fun facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm reading off the www.thetalkingdrum.com. You know what I'm saying? Just like I read fun facts from everybody else's place, I read fun facts about my place. That's how we get it down. Would you like to hear some good fun facts?
Sure.
Where my mute button at? Oh my, where my mute button at?
What the fuck?
Oh,
why are you muting me?
Oh, my bad. I forgot you was there. Okay, we back. We back live, people. We back live. How you doing today?
I am wonderful. I'm absolutely wonderful. I've had a great day. I already told you.
I'm sorry, y'all. This is my international co-host. I'm sorry. I didn't even introduce you. Oh, I'm sorry. What am I introducing music at? Hold on. Get my introduction music on
already
for you.
Me. It's a lot of vagina.
Right. Yeah, that was.
You're very
I mean, they don't have like Peter. You know, my name is Peter. You know, they don't have that. I would put that one on, but they don't have that. So. Can't be equal on that one. Sorry. All right. Fuck it. I ain't got my music. But this is all the way from international Australia, held from Macedonia. Zdravo. It's Miss Tasha Triple X. Anyway, that was a blank. Choke me up. Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is my awesome Macedonian co-host. You know what I'm saying? That holds it down. Oh man. And this is your boy DJ Smells So Good out of 81 Trey, Tampa, Florida. Y'all already know how we do. Trey, for what's happening? Aussie, what's happening? All my kangaroos, kangaettes, you know what I'm saying? Off in Australia, what's happening? Koala and koala wets, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down. Shouts out, Lena J. And everybody down there at the bank. I'm coming through to make a deposit. Skate. I thought it was a sperm bank, my bad.
Oh, my God. You got it. Seriously.
They was wondering why I ain't come in with no cash. Oh man, wow. Where do you guys come up with that stuff? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're back live.
Oh, you hit me.
Oh man. Oh, I think I hurt my Adam's rib.
I fucking love you, man. Oh my God.
Shit. Hurt my Tyrone's rib. You know, black people got a Tyrone's rib. You know. Shit, I hurt my Tyrone's rib. Bill, you hurt your Adam's rib?
God.
Fucking yeah, man. I hurt my Adam's rib. Yeah, I hurt my Tyrone's rib, man. Fuck. Fucking Tyrone's rib. Yeah. Okay.
You know what?
And we're back.
I'm really retarded. Do you know that?
Shouts out to NetNet representing Hotel.
I'm not even involved. Fuck you. Really? You know what? You are really bad. Have you listened to yesterday's show yet? Do you know how many times I was speaking and no one actually, like, responded to anything I was saying? You just decided to carry on to whatever fucking subject you wanted. Right after I spoke, I was on ignore all day yesterday. And again, today.
What subject we on?
Whatever. So, good morning, coffee. And good morning, Nettie Net. How are we today?
Yes.
I've never seen morning coffee before. Hello, morning coffee.
Yes, welcome, morning coffee.
I would like to join for a morning coffee, except it's evening here. It's 12:30 after midnight.
Better coffee.
So, yeah, I would really like a coffee. but I don't drink it at night. But I will tomorrow morning, and I'll think of you. Hmm.
Yes, she will. Yeah, right.
Yes, I know he does, Nettie. Oh. Yes, I will, because I have a coffee every morning. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm not talking to you.
Thought it was
ignoring
tea and crumpets. My bad. That's Britain, ain't it?
Morning coffee. You are wonderful. I am absolutely wonderful. I am really, really wonderful tonight.
You have a shrimp on the barbie for lunch.
And I've had a great day.
Shrimp on the barbie.
I did get asked before, but I didn't get to finish saying what I did. But anyway, I didn't go to the dentist this morning.
Play hooky. You wagged off.
I did not wag the dentist. I got a phone call to cancel the appointment this morning because the dentist man was not coming in.
Then that's the same thing that you said yesterday.
Shut up. So anyway, and
how do you say shut up in Macedonia?
Chuti. That's how you
chuti
say it.
Then. Chuti you. Chuti. Chuti you. Chuti you.
And
I can say that easier.
I looked after my nephew this afternoon, and then I went for a drive to drop him off at home.
Chuti. Are you telling me to shout out? I don't know. Chuti.
Then I spoke with Mr. Tan. Oh, and I went to the post office to post their gift off, because I bought them all a little something. And what else did I do today? Not much. Had a great day, actually. Pretty. Not very eventful.
Mm.
Oh, hello. Smelly, you there?
Yeah, I guess I am. I guess I'm just giving you the floor.
Well, thank you very much. That's a first, man. Whoa, that's a first. Holy shit. I think it's going to rain. For real. It's already raining.
Oh, it is?
Anyway.
Look at that, Santa Claus.
That sounds like rain.
Da-dum. Da-dum. Da-dum.
And morning coffee.
Da-dum.
That's a call. Please. I would love to hear your voice, whoever you are, 347-237-5125, okay?
Well, mm-hmm. We just had Vice Group live off the line now. He will be back, Mr. Economical
that.
Pressure, live right here on the Wrecking the Game radio show.
Hey, yeah. Smelly, can you tell us how cold it is over here at the moment?
Your weather is being brought to you by www.weather.com for all your weather needs. We are live going to Perth, Australia. We will find out the degrees and also the Celsius since we speak two different languages. So it's 59 degrees currently in Perth, Australia, which that's pretty damn kind of hot. 15 degrees Celsius, and it feels like 15
at
degrees
the moment?
Celsius at the moment. Right
hot.
Now.
That can't be right. It's colder than 15 degrees.
Well,
it has
that
to be colder
been.
Than that. Because
anyway.
I think it's like 4 degrees tonight. Which is pretty fucking cold.
Well, I tell you what, then. How about this? How to mount this? Look, I got my bleep meter on. Fuck it.
Perthnow.com.au.
Perthnow.com. Yeah.
Perthnow.com. Mm-hmm.
You said .au?
Correct.
Da 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 That's my news music, y'all. If y'all ever wonder why the hell I was doing that, that's when I present my news. Okay, well, how in the hell then? Hold on. Okay, here we go. Today's temperature, live from perfnow.com. They're not telling me anything. Thank you.
I'll have a look. I'll have a look.
All right. Yeah, here it goes. Still says 15.5 degrees Celsius.
It can't fucking be right. So much colder than that.
Yeah. Your sunrise at 7:16 a.m. sets at 5:20 a.m. 5% 2 days. And here, I'll drop the link for you. You ain't even got to go nowhere. How about that? Bye, huh? Modern technology.
Why, thank
sweeter
you
than
very
a
much.
Boat.
Appreciate
sweeter
it.
Than a
Appreciate it. So, Oz Lotto jackpot is up to $90 million next week. That's a lot. Never that much. Our lotto isn't as big as your lotto out there.
Yeah, I'm going to start the Hood Lotto. Make sure y'all send y'all money in. Hood Lotto, Hood Lotto. Your chances of winning $20 has just increased. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Guaranteed money, not that old bull stuff. $20, $25, $30. Hood Lotto.
I went and bought a lotto ticket from the place down south of the river, like it's probably about an hour's drive away from me. They always, like every maybe like month or so, they get like a first division jackpot winner at that particular place. So I went and bought like 4 tickets from there today. Mhm. And I'm going to win it. And I'm going to have $90 million to myself. Not that I really want that much. I'm going to donate half to charity. And then I'm going to fly all of my friends from BTR over to Australia, and I'm going to have a massive party out here and then put everyone up in a hotel because I've already put everyone that on the air, and then I'm going to fly back to all of you,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to buy my way into your country because
well,
I don't want to go through
it doesn't rain in Southern California. Southern California, we got Southern California. Let's see. Southern California. That's the way I sing. That's the way I sing you a lullaby, if you would like me to. Wait a minute, what the hell is Southern California? That don't make no sense. It's got to be a city. What city you in Southern California? I'm looking crazy than a motherfucker typing in some damn Southern California. What kind of shit is that? Morning coffee. Good man. Whatever you may be. Yeah, what is morning coffee? You male or female? Don't want to just, you know, don't want to be, you know, saying out the wrong thing live. You know what I'm saying? You got an ambidextrous name right there, Morning Coffee. You know what I'm saying? You can be either way. So we try to just make shows. Right here live on the Record of Game Radio Show. San Diego in the building. All right, there we go. San Diego, yeah. I guess I got to do this old school style, ASL.
Apparently.
Oh, there you go. Female, all right. There you go, Morning Java. All right. Well, you still get the ASL. Shouts out to you. All right, we got a bunch of lovely ladies off in here. Up in her. Let's see what's popping off in Cali. San Diego. Here we go. What'd you say? Apparently, who? What happened?
Nothing. Again, I'm on ignore.
How you keep putting yourself on ignore? Oh, man. Hello, is this thing on?
Francisco. Trying to get some news. Okay, San Diego, California is currently 18 degrees Celsius and 65 degrees Fahrenheit, American language.
What the fuck? Sorry.
Oh, I'm like, what the hell else I'm supposed to call it? Shit. English and metric. That's all it is. English and metric. Yeah. I've never been to California at all. Well, anyways, important dates and events in the liberation struggle are my first topics that I'm bringing up today. And these are dates of remembrance. I need some music. Where my music at? Oh, I can't talk over the music. Well, I can make it real low. Yeah. Oh, hold on. We got Mr. Economical Pressure in the building. Economical Pressure. You're in the building, 954. Vice Grip. Hello, 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 hello. Okay, he's not answering. All right, well, this is what happens when, you know, we have callers that call in and don't want to talk on the phone.
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Oh, groovy, baby.
And dates of remembrance right here live on the Record and Game Radio Show. 1519. Africans revolt in Hispaniola. 1522. Africans revolt in Puerto Rico. 1530. Africans revolt in Mexico. 1550. Africans revolt in Panama and Peru. Damn, we some revolting motherfuckers. Can't hold us down. 1619. The first African Americans, 20 indentured servants arrive in Jamestown, Virginia. 1624. Africans are imported as slaves to the Hudson River Valley in New York. Where it all starts at. Up north. Y'all hear it live right here on the Record and Game Radio Show. 1630 to 1697. Thousands of enslaved Africans established Palmeiras, Brazil. Yes, we established Palmeiras, Brazil. 1638. The New Zealand slave trade begins with the shipment of Native American slaves to the West Indies, where they are exchanged for Africans and goods. 1639. Africans revolt on Providence Island. Duh, motherfucking shit. 1641. Massachusetts is the first colony to make slavery motherfucking legal. What kind of shit is that? Followed by Connecticut in 1650, Virginia in 1661, Maryland, some bitches, 1663. New York, yes, New York. Motherfucking Boogie Down, Jersey and all that. Yeah, New Jersey, 1664. South Carolina, South, you should have known that. 1682. Rhode the fuck Island and Pennsylvania, 1700. North Carolina, 1750. North Kakalaki, 1715. And good old Georgia Peaches in 1750. Yeah. That's where your first slavery became legal at. All right. 1645, New England's triangular trade route is established. A Boston ship brings slaves from Africa to the West Indies, where they are traded for sugar, tobacco, and wine. These, in turn, are sold for manufactured goods on the ship's return to Massachusetts. Wow. We sold from some fucking sugar. Wow. Tobacco and wine. Wow. Because you know what? We still getting traded for that shit now. Sugar, tobacco, and wine. Look at your neighborhood. Hell, I'm getting high off where you from right now. It's tobacco. I'm fucking getting drunk off beer. Because I ran out of wine. And, you know, I don't use the sugar because, you know what I'm saying, mama diabetic. You know, that's stuff for sugar. All right, and we're moving on. 1655, revolt of 1,500 Africans in Jamaica. Wow. We're going to go in Somalian style. Fuck it. We're taking over ships. Pirates. Ah! Okay. 1663 to 1739. Nearly 76 years of insurrections by enslaved Jamaicans. Okay. They're getting smaller. 1663. First serious slave rebellion in Gloucester County, Virginia. And then for the final date, 1664, first law prohibiting marriage between English women and African men enacted in Maryland. Good old fucking Maryland. Some of a bitch you. The other colonies will pass similar laws. More laws that fall, you know, after that. Dates of remembrance. And we're back live right here. And what do we have here? I smell a guest. Well, hey, check this out.
No, wait. No, leave them.
You guess you got 2 minutes. It's 12:53. You got till 12:55. I'll see you in 2 minutes. All right, what you saying now?
Leave them for today.
Yes.
Be nice today, Smelly.
You need to go and sign up. If you was one of the artists that was sent from Dennis Thompson or anybody else, you have to sign up as a listener. Oh, I got to put damn show on.
We're not kicking you out today.
I know what the problem is. I still got the show set on mature. So now we go on a door hole so y'all can't get in no more. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's my new song coming out in summer of 2009. Make sure y'all look out for
me. Oh, my God.
In the stores. You know what I'm saying? In the stores. Oh, where my chill? Okay. Pow!
Funny.
Pow! We is now on the dose only. All right. Do you really want to kick a guest out? Yes, I do. In 1 minute, I really want to kick their ass out, but I'm allowing them to chill for another second. El segundo, 1273. You have one, two, three. I'm gonna Sesame Street your ass. Hey, I'm gonna straight Sesame Street the guest. Oh, it's 12:55.
one. Everything about the count with me now with the count. One, two, three kicks, and he left on the on. Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you, guest. I love you. Kisses.
Oh,
and we're back. Shouts out Sesame Street. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fucking Count Dracula.
Did
count
you keep
the count.
That?
No, I ain't. No, the guest left on their own. The girl left on their own. Hey, David. I ain't kick no guest out. I was fin to. I mean, I ain't even get the pleasure. It's my pleasure. When you put your foot up a dog's ass and you just bang, 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 all up in the dog's ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Sorry.
Ew. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Everybody's not fast on Friday. You ain't never seen Friday?
Yes. I have.
Oh, then you should know what I'm talking about then, girl. What you acting like shit, like you international. You from Florida, girl. You from Florida now. Oh, I'm back. What happened?
I don't know.
No, I'm fucking. No, that come off of Friday, though. You know, I got to get my little skits together, you know what I'm saying, so I can throw them in there every now and then. You know, like little Debo, you know what I'm saying? You believe it, I'll be talking again. You know, throw all that up in there. So you tell me to shut up, you know what I'm saying? Throw that on there. Oh, be quiet. Once you leave, I'll be talking again. Getting Debo by Miss Tasha, ladies and gentlemen. Damn, my screen bigger than a mother.
You what? You what?
My screen is big, too damn big. Wow. Back up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Oh, whoa, mother. When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, screen getting too big. You know, if you got a little scroll thing on your mouse button, you can hold down the control button and then just scroll up and enlarge your whole screen. So when I did that, it kept going and it made my whole screen too damn big. Like I was, you know, 88-year-old person and couldn't see nothing, you know what I'm saying? I had to get that back right. We back right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now using my other browser, Flock. It's going down. See how smooth this runs. Yes, my dear.
Did the Jeton card yet?
Did a who?
Have you signed the card for Jeton yet?
Oh, where's that? You send it to me? It's in the mail. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. Oh, you want me to check tomorrow?
It's the site that you go to sign it. No, don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. We've got like 5 days left until.
Do it today.
Here, go into the chat. Oh, you are. Okay, sign that. Click on that and sign it.
I got something for you.
Morning coffee.
Career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country.
This is so
good. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right, in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
All righty then. Now, how the hell did we sign this damn card?
Well, click on it, read the fucking instructions, and sign.
Man, it's 1,000 motherfuckers on sign this son of a bitch, man. Shit. Mike done got his ass up in here. Check him out.
I don't know if you know who Shaitan is, but if you don't, they are great, and you can go to my page, which is, I'll post it up, and listen to them, and if you like them, can you sign the card?
What I'm supposed to do, edit card details?
Not edit card details. You don't edit what everyone else has written. You click the button that says, click here to sign the card.
Hey, it sounds like you're getting a little, I almost said something. It sounds like I, wicked. Okay, I'm going to sign. Hold on. Find an open spot and add your message. I want my money, bitches. Oh. That's what I really would have said. Okay, and if y'all know, I guess y'all act like y'all know who we talking about. I mean, that's it. Y'all act like y'all know who we talking about. I'm going to tell y'all something. This is what y'all can do. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Yeah.
Each and every time. Yeah. Get at me. Let me stop. Triple A. Right here, live. Regular Game Radio Show.
Baby, I can read what's on your mind. Yeah. You ain't trying to give no one the time. No.
just in case y'all wonder what I'm sipping on. You know what I'm saying?
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Oh my God. Oh, I heard it a bitch a million fucking times. This shit's funny here a fucking time. Oh, wow. Shouts out to the sponsors, man. You know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. That's they got to smell you later. Hell no. Smell you later. Ah, that's all it does. Hey, that's crazy. You know, on the option where they say you can send it from, love, thanks, sincerely, all that.
Oh, they have a smell you later?
Yeah, they got one there to buy a smell you later. Hell no. It smells so good. Hell no, that's crazy. Make this card printable. God damn, you can do a lot of shit on it. It's off a little card. Want to see the final card? No, I don't want to be reminded of people signing this card. Hell, too damn much email. All right. So we're back. What? Oh, I got to pull my.
Oh, God. You know what?
You what?
What? Don't worry about it. It's like I'm just talking to myself. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Oh, how you talking to yourself?
What?
Fine. What?
Oh, whatever. I'll see how it is. So good. So petty neck through the chat.
Oh, man.
With a second delay. But it's all good.
My stomach hurts.
It's all good.
My stomach hurts. Pan African.
Fuck. You know what I've done? I'm. Fuck.
Okay. We got Pan African hip hop. AfricanHipHop.com, the foundation of African hip hop culture online. Well, can we hear some? Let's see if we can hear some people. We are going into the chat. Dun 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 dun. Man, somebody hit me up on my bat line. You hit me up at the wrong time.
Fuck.
Yes, sailor. How can I help you? Oh. No.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm just really pissed off right now. I deleted an email that was very, 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 very important.
Okay, go back into your email, into your delete box, and take it back out there and press restore.
I have, but it's already gone. It's already gone.
Well,
you know how, like,
fucked up.
Days later, it kind of deletes itself.
Oh.
Well, that's what's happened. And now I'm fucked. Great. Wonderful.
You know what you need?
What do I need, Smelly? Please.
Bar. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate.
It's half juicy bone. Half smells so good. Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Enormous. How about cream filling?
That's perfect.
Put it in your mouth. Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a zebra bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
Mm, yeah.
Makes me want to go out and eat one now.
Hey, tickets only $3,000, baby. Yeah, damn, well, they be taxing your ass to get across the world. Shit. Go buy me a motherfucking helicopter and fly my motherfucking self. Fuck that shit. Damn.
Yo, yo, hold on. What are you doing?
Did you just yo-yo me?
No, I didn't yo-yo you. Yo-yo you. Really, Matt? Oh, that's awesome. Okay, sorry.
Like, yeah, we see that. Yeah. What the f*** is she talking about?
Where? Hold on. How do I do it? What did she say to do?
Shalalulu.
Go to delete item. This is on tools and hit recover. Where's the tools? I don't see tools. Where's tools? No. What the fuck is the tool? Shut.
Oh, I was giving you some search music.
Oh, no. It's very important. I'm a dickhead. Why did I fucking delete it? Why?
Cause I've been feeling down, babe, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me about friends' birthdays. Nope, don't want to be reminded. Mother birthday. Your message is close to another message on the page. Can we move your message to another spot? We'll move your message to a new spot and keep your message where it is. Okay, brother, move me. How about that? I'm flexible. I'm flexible, you know? Yeah. All right. Okay. Am I supposed to invite people to sign this?
If you want, that'd be really nice, though. If they actually will do it.
So as a MySpace, it.
I don't know.
Send them an invite, I guess.
Yeah, you can. That'd be wonderful. Because not that many people have signed it. Not everybody.
Okay, sign this card for Jutar. This is your boy.
Don't say it like that. Say it with enthusiasm.
Fucking training or something. Just say it with more enthusiasm. Fuck that shit. Yeah. You went to school for acting and shit. You gonna teach me how to act? No, see, you gotta twist your mouth like this.
I did go to school for acting, actually, and I was a straight A student.
Also, that's why you lying, right? So that means you lying to me right now, then, huh? Because all good actors are just lying. Look at you. Are you really Macedonian?
Yeah, that's cool. Yep.
He ain't black, is he? His name ain't Shaquita. He's just over there around the corner from me purposely.
Actually, you know what my name is?
I know your
is?
Number done popped up 813 a couple of times, too. I've been noticing that. I sure enough been noticing that. It's up, Shaquita. The jig is up, Shaquita. It's up.
It's actually Shaniqua.
Well, one of them names. Come out the call.
No, seriously though, when I was working at my old job in the hotel, my nickname for 2 years there was Shaniqua, and I still get called Shaniqua from all of them. But do you know one of the girls like probably about 2.5 years later after knowing me. She turns around to me, she goes, can I ask you something? And I went, what? She goes, don't be offended. And I went, what's that? And she goes, what's your actual name? And I went, Natasha. She goes, ah. She goes, okay, Shaniqua. Because I absolutely don't know your proper name. It was funny. But anyway, because they, yeah, that was whatever. Anyway, that was my little story.
All right, and support indie artists. Their music is really good, and they have a great look. There you go. How about that? www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or call in live at 347-237-5125.
Sign up, bitches.
Oh.
Sign up, bitches. Oh, here you go.
Am I going to have the Wayne Brady me up in there?
Excuse me.
Oh. What happened?
Netty Net. Cute. I love you, Netty Net. You're the best. Do you know that? I love Netty Net. She's the best. Do you hear me?
I think I hear you.
Tweet it. Tweet it to all your friends. Tweet it to all your friends as well, Smelly.
The thousandth time.
You know what? Look.
Oh, man. Hey, don't forget we got the vice grip. Unity Show. Vice grip, Unity Show. Directly after this. Unity Show. Damn, what the hell is that? I posted it. Fucking man.
I know that one game. Where did you post it? On the last page, maybe? Maybe not.
No, I just they said, do you want to post it to About Me? And I posted it to the About Me. And I don't see nothing. What the hell is that? What did y'all do? All right, well. I posted the Juton thing, but I don't know. I did sign it, so. I don't know.
Thank you. It is there because I got an email confirming that you did.
Oh, that I posted?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Melvin. You're beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Very well. Oh, you say Twitter it? Okay, right. I got you.
Twitter it, please.
That I can do for you.
You know what? Thank you.
I need you to, come on, it's a website. I got to go sign myself up for DJ of the Year and shit. You know how everybody keeps signing themselves up for all these old crazy-ass awards? Well, fuck it. Put my name in the circle. DJ of the year. Yeah. Promoter of the year. Fucking host of the year. Fucking everything. Everything of the year award. I want every award. Like Kanye West. And then I want a blunt at the end. If I don't have no blunt, I'm giving all the awards back. Okay. What happened now?
Oh, Netty Net, thank you. Netty Net's beautiful.
What? She got an email for the Vice Grip Show?
What?
Oh, you got your email back? You got an email back?
No.
Oh.
No. She commented the photo that Zatan left. Did you comment the photo, Smelly?
I don't know, did I?
No, you didn't.
Well, Well, I guess I didn't then.
How about you? Do it. Smelly in the chat. There we go.
I got an email.
Go look.
Probably shooting a bird at me or something. I already seen that one.
Yes, I know, but comment on it.
Then that means I have to sign up to TwitPeak.
You don't have to sign up, you just sign in with your normal Twitter username and password.
Oh. So why the hell ain't, if I'm already signed into Twitter, why I ain't already signed into that? What kind of shit is that? Got a double sign in.
You know what? I don't know.
Oh. Well, congratulations, Net, for signing, all right? Let me get you, send you your $2,000 worth of free information. Make sure you drop your P.O. box. Because I don't send it to home addresses. You got to have a P.O. box to receive any mail from Smell So Good. I don't send no info to private boxes. P.O. boxes only. You know, that's how you got to work it, girl. That's how you got to work it. That ain't how I do it, but, you know, I'm just saying. I would do it that way if I could. Yeah. But I can't, so I ain't. That's why I'm finna file some more dank, some more weed. Gotta get high. You gotta stay high. That's what you gotta do. That's the key to life, staying high. And staying dry. But you're cold right now, so, you know, hey, you'll be all right, though. It ain't too cold. It's all in your mind. It's all in your mind. At least that's what they say. So I got some more stuff I'm gonna cover after these messages. What are your important messages you have? Tell me some Australian news. There you go. Give me some Australian news. Shit, we worldwide. Let me know what's going on in Australia. What? Give me some news. Some real news. What's some real news going on that you done heard that's going on in Australia? Something we can learn from, benefit from.
Nothing.
Be more culturally enriched from. Y'all got something going on. I mean, hell, it's Australia. It ain't America. So anything
well,
that's going on.
Well, I haven't watched
the news. Huh?
I haven't watched the news the past couple days. So I don't know.
Okay, well, the days before you watched the past couple, what did you see?
That I don't know.
That shit sounds so fucked up. The day you passed the Jacob.
You know
that shit sink in, boy. That sound really fucked up. That sound fucked up. Did that come out right? The fuck is that?
Shut up, Smelly.
Oh, man. Did you just tell me to go take a piss?
No. I said, don't take the piss.
Oh, like, what kind of shit is that? Go take a piss. Huh? Never had a woman tell me to just go urinate before. I mean, just like my dietitian or something, you know. Now, you know my body or something. After you're the piss smelly, you need to piss now. Go to the loo. Oh, man.
No.
All right, and we're back live on the Reckling Game Radio Show. Sometimes we go offline, and y'all just happen to be there with us, but we actually go offline. And we're not leaving comments on the Twitter pick page. I love something. Things changes. Changes love things.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, believe.
Oh, my God.
My bad, believe. I believe things change is love.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Things love changes believe I. Kiss.
I'm going to kill you. Know that?
I believe things changes love.
I believe I'm going to come to fucking Tampa, Florida and kick some motherfucker's ass.
Y'all heard it right.
That's
here.
That's what I
first.
Believe.
Live on Reckoning Game Radio. Bang, 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 bang. Put all up a dog's ass. Bang, 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 bang. That's my pleasure. Oh. And you were saying? And you were saying? Continue on. Michael Vick. Damn, you made it all the way over there to Australia. You's a famous son of a bitch, you. Damn. Don't y'all be having koala fights? Oh, man. Yeah, I might have had dog fights, but y'all got koala and kangaroo fights. Get them, Joey! Get them! Oh, man. Is this only funny to me?
Apparently.
And we're back live. Oh, so they don't have Joey fights over there? Get him, Joey. Oh, man. I'll bet you my case of Foster's. Oh, man.
I really don't think that's funny.
Yeah. It was.
I really don't think that's funny.
Oh, man.
No, it really wasn't. It really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounded like a sarcastic laugh.
You know what? It was.
Oh. I thought so. You know, I had to take two swigs and listen again. You know what I'm saying? It filled the end on me. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, well, check this out then. How about we finna get off into some facts? PerfNow.com facts. Right. Do I get that pulled up still? Oh, look, I ain't got that pulled up.
Why am I not tired? It's 1:30 in the damn morning. Fuck.
That's probably the reason why. Oh.
Oh.
but there's nothing I can do about that now, can I? No. All right, so check this out. What we got going on? Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. New Jersey weed man. Uh-oh, got to click on that one. Mother. Page not found. Ain't that a mother? All right. Then let's go, y'all. What y'all want to hear about? What you want to hear about? What you want to hear about?
I don't know. Tell me something about what's happening in my area.
In your area? Talking about your damn area? I said African, girl.
Oh.
It's all about your area. She's all about you. First, you want to know your weather. Then you want to know how really cold it is. So then I got to go to perf.now.au just to look all that up. Is it all about Perf? It ain't even about Perf. It's about Macedonia. Why you don't ask me nothing about Macedonia, huh? What's Macedonia's website? Oh, we back live.
Macedonia.com.mp.
Dot who? You know I look it up. Don't be telling me no lies.
M-K. All
right. Macedonia.com. Mm-hmm. Dot M-K.
Mm-hmm.
What the M-K stand for?
Macedonia.
M-K. It ain't no, K in no Macedonia. And we're going live to Macedonia.com.
So, can I ask a question? You were shouting at Lena G before. Was she in the room?
Oh, no. You know, she's just international friend now.
Oh.
She gets added to the shout-out.
Okay, carry on. Mm-hmm, carry on.
Oh. Okay, let's see. Do-do-do. I ain't heard that in a while. You are freaking delirious. I haven't heard that one in a while. Do-do-do. The solution. Ooh, let's see what's up with the solution. The mission statement is the solution, the people's paper. The solution is a newspaper publication that centers around black issues, but would not exclude anyone with an open mind. This paper is unique because it would have a strong sense of political activism combined with the pragmatic philosophy that our hip-hop generation provides. The publication is distributed in three locations as of September 2003, Kentucky, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. This website will contain archives from the Solutions past editions, which backdates to April 2nd, 2002. This will not replace the hard copy version of the newspaper, which will be distributed monthly. This hard copy, damn, I need to turn sideways, stop fucking smoking weed. Okay, this is merely an extension of the publication. Our message of the people will go above and beyond the restraints of censorship. What the hell is all of this? I ain't want to read all that shit. That's some fucking fact.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to the poetry section. How about that?
How about... Let me see.
You ain't got nothing. I got one. What you got?
Okay, I got one.
Okay, I got some.
A young... Okay, go.
I'm just playing. Go ahead. Go. You got it. Your news.
Okay. A young Russian woman, a devoted collector of horror films and spiders, is on trial for sedating and raping 10 men. Oh my God, really? That's all I'm reading.
That's cute news to you, right? What the kind of shit is that, lady? What the?
Did I say cute?
What's going on?
Did I say cute? I didn't mean cute.
What the kind of is that?
Yeah, read that.
Where we at? Macedonia, 4,000 years of Greek civilization. Yeah. Oh, you don't know nothing about that. Let's go to y'all news. The Macedonian Press Agency owns a 24-hour base culture.
You're bad.
My bad. I ain't no y'all still listening. All right, we're back to the
wow. She's crazy.
But say that again.
Huh?
But they found what? Spiders?
They found spiders.
What? No. No.
News report. Woman, the news report you just read.
Look in the chat, please. Look in the damn chat. A young Russian woman and a devoted collector of horror films and spiders is on trial for sedating and raping 10 men. The police were shocked at the 32-year-old Valeria, a quite good-looking woman from the city of Tambov, I think that's how you say it.
Tambov.
was the mysterious rapist who abused 10 local men after poisoning them with clonidine, I don't know what the fuck that is. She's already been nicknamed a Black Widow for her love of spiders.
She looks like the guy on the Netflix. Oh, wait a minute, I gotta look down, my bad. Stop that one. What a bunch of lucky stiffs. What the fuck kind of comment is that?
Listen to this. After that, she undressed. Okay. Hold on, I skipped it quite a bit.
All right, look. Going to the loo.
After she did that, undressed and
right.
raped them, tightening right. a rope on their male organs. Oh, to keep them erect. Oh, she fucking tied up their penis. Oh, damn. And then this is waking up in the hospital with clonidine poisoning and penis trauma. All the victims could remember was a friendly brunette who gave them drinks. Oh my God, that's terrible. I shouldn't laugh. That's really bad. Wow. Wow. That is absolutely crazy. And the Perth Lotto jackpot is $90 million. I know I've said that, but I'm going to win it next week. I am. This is evidence of me speaking the truth, that I will win the lottery. My way of making myself rich. And then I'm going to travel the world, live off my interest, retire at 30. Perfect life, I think. Yes, it is. Yes, yes, it is.
All right. What the hell happened?
Nothing. I'm just talking to myself.
Oh, yeah. I told you what. I had to go to the loo. I said it 4 times.
I know.
Oh. Okay.
I heard you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't think you heard me. Cause you kept reading. Clonidine.
What?
Clonidine.
Clonidine. Same shit.
Damn. What the hell? Waking up in the hospital with clonidine poisoning and penis trauma. All the victims could remember was a friendly brunette who gave them drinks and arrested her. Well, she didn't kill them. That's fucked up. Damn. What the fuck is up with the echo? You got the speakers up loud?
No, I don't. I don't know. I've got an echo as well.
Motherfucking FBI. Get off my motherfucking phone, IBF, or whatever the fuck y'all want to call yourself. Shit.
I like the way you signed the card. Thank you, Smelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know. You got to represent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be on my MySpace, though. I didn't see it. At present, the police know about 10 of her victims. Although one of them refused to file a complaint against her, it was great, the unnamed man said.
I know. Read the next line.
I like hot women. I only wish she hadn't used a clonidine on me.
You know? Oh, my goodness.
No motherfucking feedback, just dick. Just shut the fuck up.
I can't believe she tied up their penis to keep them erect, man. That's full on.
Man. Took a man into his his prime, boy. Teach us some new shit. I ain't trying to buy shit up, though. All right. Something wrong with that. Phone shit. Get to the fucking song. Shit. All right, you piss me off. How about the echo?
How about the echo?
Take that. Stop. Going on.
What's up?
He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kite. Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy kite, where the ladies are beautiful and oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the crazy cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock Strip Clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the East Coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
Article is coming from Perth Now. Passengers refuse to fly after balance request. And this is the headlines. Yes, passengers have revealed their horror at being told to sit at the back of a plane to balance it out. Terrified by the request, 71 tourists refused to board the Thomas Cook flight from Majorca, I guess that's Majorca, in the Mediterranean to Newcastle in the UK. According to the airline, a jammed hold door meant that bags could only be loaded at one end, making the plane nose heavy and necessitating the balancing request. Adding to travelers' concern,
incoming passengers reportedly warned them not to board the plane as it was the worst flight that they ever had. Passenger Dave Charlatan from Northumberland, UK, said he was terrified by the look on the faces of the people. Getting off the plane, they decided not to board it. People were kissing on the crowd and putting their hands together and they were praying. Oh, man. When people are getting off the plane saying, don't get on, and we've been there, and we've been told there was a fault with it, there was no way we could get on. It's just not worth the risk. The plane returned to Newcastle with 115 passengers on board. Airline insisted that reallocating seats is a routine procedure to balance planes. Hell to the no. Ain't no fucking way. Oh, man, yeah. Would you get on that plane?
Hell fucking not. I'm already afraid to fly anyway.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm terrified to fly. I'm popping sleeping pills and drinking myself stupid before I get on the plane for over there.
Oh. Gotta do what you gotta do. Just get your help. I'll see you when you get here. See you when you get here. Yeah, I don't mind flying, you know. First time I flew, I had a little cup of wine. That shit made me buzz like a motherfucker. Look at the gay shit. The openly gay TV personality fathered a daughter with a female friend in 2007 and now wants Kruger to be the mother of his second child. Bitch, you ain't gay then. What the fuck you mean? She doesn't have any kids of her own, and I am desperate to have another, the 44-year-old told the Australian Women's Weekly. Todd McKinney, ladies and gentlemen, yes, wants Sonia Kruger to have his baby.
I would only do
this again with someone I truly care about. I don't want to pressure her, but I'm serious. Kruger has yet to give McKinney an answer, but appears to be considering the proposal. The thing about Todd is that I knew he would be the greatest support to me, which is what you need if you are to go ahead and have children. What the fuck is you talking about, lady? You on crack? Fucking on crack. Yeah, she's on crack. He said they had the hugest crush on each other before they went their separate. He's gay. How the they have crushes? What the f*** are you talking about? McKinney to pursue his love of musical theater in Sydney and Kruger to London to dance. Kruger split from her English husband for up 6 years. Banker blase, squase, the fuck, whoever cares. Kruger went to great lengths to keep their wedding secret. And not surprised to learn Kruger's... All right. That's some bullshit. Fucking gay ass dumb shit, but all right. Fuck out. All right. Nationwide. Yeah, use your walkie-talkie to connect nationwide to friends and family fast. Go to something to find out how. Well, I already know how to do that shit. But they got damn no man. And chirp, chirp. You got your Boost Mobile yet, girl?
What?
You got your Boost yet? You got to go Boost. You got to get that Boost. Chirp, chirp.
I'm going to get it when I come over there.
Well, excuse the bloody part of me. Yeah, y'all had 90 million. What you talking about?
What?
No Oz Lotto winner in the $59 million draw. Jackpots to 90 million. Tuesday
exactly.
night's 50 million. Yeah, that's a shit. That's a lot of money. We ain't up to no 90 million. I thought you said 90.
It's usually about, you know. No, it's about 20. You know, our massive jackpots are like, you know, 15, 20,000. It just keeps like getting bigger and bigger because no one wins it every week.
Oh, it's probably because it's a fucking ripoff. Stop playing the fucking lotto.
Get
oh,
fucked. You have to be in it to win it, man. And
yeah,
I'm
imagine that. Imagine
you
that.
You know what? One day when I win, yeah, imagine that. And then you'll be like, Tasha, come over. And I'm going to be like, no.
With 32
no,
cents in every $1 spent on the draw, return to our health services as well as, yeah, will ultimately benefit. I bet you that. I bet you the fuck out of that. Every motherfucker in Australia is playing that shit, man. How the hell? That ain't one fucking winner. From the cost of $1.10 and on sale at Lottery West until Tuesday, June 30th. The winning numbers in Tuesday night's draw were 31, 23, 49, 15, 21, and 18. With the supplementary numbers 3 and 19. I don't know what the fuck that means because I don't play the fucking lotto. And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going down right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. We have 10 minutes until the show, people. And bringing you fun facts all the way from around the world, including my world. Remember them important dates, you know what I'm saying? And this is a Negro's pledge. I make words to ease your mind. I make words that comes forth in time. I make words to heal the soul. I make words so blacks can grow. I make words to heal the land. I make words that help us stand. I make words to let them know. I make my words so love will show. That is by Brian L. Smith. That's going down. I ain't got enough time
wow.
to read the next one. Or the next one, because these motherfuckers is long. By Thomas McAfee. You want to hear one more? American Politics, Derby
yes.
Metropolis. Listen up, citizens of the Derby Metropolis, while I'm dropping this. You really want to know what the problem is? Way before we joined provinces at the turn of 03, the city been on the verge of apocalypse. If we don't do shit, then there ain't no stopping it. Peep the sequel to American Politics. I said it before, not only I, but you have to acknowledge it. We suffered too long to accept this tolerance since the cops is dumping murder me with hollow tips. Students of law enforcement. Oh, wait a minute. Students of law enforcement. Of law enforcement think twice about a scholarship. The system is just a barbaric. It's just as barbaric. They got nerved by shooting a man in handcuffs. It's hysteric. James Taylor ain't deserve the treatment. Hands behind his back. How the fuck could he hurt policemen? The law won't admit that the truth is intact. They better watch it for niggas starting shooting back like we trying to revive the Black Panther from slumber. We'll never know when they'll hit another man with a number. To it real, we need to hear an answer or something, because we ain't about to act like the propaganda is nothing. We putting our hands up for nothing. Chances are, if you ain't arrested, then expect a few in the armpits. We'll never be true. We'll never be through with this conflict until actions are taken, including disarmament. Too many sons are dying. Imagine if your daughters hit because the dick suckers chose to slaughter shit. I smacked the head of the nail when I say fuck Robert Smith. If he was going to clear the charges, might as well not bother it. Covering up for pussies like Terry Compton, the fact that officers are murderers scare me often. That's why niggas are taking necessary cautions. The epidemic of bullshit got me very nauseous, because it's barely cautious. And all that bullshit they be talking in Metro Hall, I'm really off it. As soon as the toys pop, and that's when your boy drop, and they nerve asking what's up with the boycott. We getting tired of trying to avoid cops. In the future, my kids will ask daddy, why them boys hot? I'll be damned if my C's are pressed, and every time he wanna go outside, he needs a vest to keep stray heat off of their chest. Future mothers feel me. They'll fend for who feed off of their breast. My hope for justice been dead. The police force is filled with past wimps and skinheads. I'm looking over my shoulder, fearing it's near. Might as well consider this my conspiracy theory. By David T. McAfee.
Wow.
Now, that was written in a little slang, so that was written in his slang, which I had incorporated into my slang, even though we all talk the same slang. We just, you know, we write words a little bit different. So you know, it's read all the same, but that's a nutshell, boy. That's deep. That's deep there, Mr. T. McAfee. Shouts out, yes, the creator of the McAfee antivirus, which is famous for, you know what I'm saying, their excellent antivirus capabilities. Is a black brother named Mr. McAfee. You know what I'm saying? Check him out, wikipedia.com, and you can find all about him. And we are live off the show now, headed over to the Vice Grip Immunity Show. If you are still up, my dear, I welcome you there.
Oh.
Right
in
the air. Oh.
I'm just gonna lay down, and I'm gonna show some love to my other friends for like 5 minutes, and then I'm gonna go to bed because me is tired.
Well, just guess what?
All eyes on me.
What?
If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat your ass like a runaway slave. Start the music.
Oh, I ain't had no music to start though. All right, baby, let me go ahead and start this Vice Grip Unity show. It's going down live.
All right.
It's going down. Okay. And Dobro noche, mi amor. I guess that's how you say it. What is it, my love? How you say my love?
God, you can say it in different ways. I guess you just say muy yubo.
I mean, well, how would you say it? I mean, like, if I wanted to say goodnight, my love, you know, how would you say it? Oh, goodnight, my dear. Oh, one of them sweet nothings, you know what I'm saying? How would I say that?
Dobro noche, moi lupov.
I know the first part. What's the last part? Mone who thought the what the?
Moi.
Moi.
New boss.
New boss.
Moi
new boss.
L-U-B-O-V. New boss.
Lou boss.
Yeah, kind of.
Did you say with an L or with an N? Lou boss or new boss?
New boss with an L. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lou boss.
Yeah.
Lubov.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moi Lubov.
Moi Lubov.
Well, dobro noche, moi Lubov.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you, but you're so cute. Smelly, please, please, please. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please log into your smelly CDCR. Why? Please. Sorry. Check your email.
Check my email?
Check your email before you go. So, yes. Your smelly BPR at live, please.
Do I need to read it live on the show or something?
Sorry.
No, man, I'm trying to log in. What the fuck happened?
I don't know. What happened? Anyway.
All right. Well, I'm going to check it. And if you want to know about it, come on, let me on VibeScript. Unity Show.
Okay, I'll quickly call there. All right.
All right, then.
Bye.
Nah.
Bye.